Today's off is Erevin Daf Tzadi Vav. So we just established that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds that Shabbos man tefillin. There's a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So man shamadle Shabbos man tefillin. Gemara tries to find out who is this Tanakhama. Where is the Tana that holds that Shabbos is the zman tefillin? So first we suggest it must be Rabbi Akiva based on the following brayso. Rabbi Yossi Aglili derives from the pasuk Ishamarta sachuka azos lemoadam yam yamima to refer to the mitzvah of tefillin. And yamim teaches that there's no mitzvah of tefillin at night. Mi yamim teaches that there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos and Yantif. Rabbi Akiva says lo nemar chukazu el linyan pesach bulvad. That pasuk has nothing to do with tefillin. It's all about korban pesach, and therefore we have no source to exclude Shabbos from tefillin. So you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva must be the Tanakhama. So even though the pasuk is about korban pesach and uses the term shamarta, a term normally that we associate with a lo saseh, the mitzvah of korban pesach is still considered a mitzvah saseh because he shamer de lav, he shamer da se ase. The term he shamer only indicates a lo sase when it's said in the context of a lo sase, but when it's said in the context of an ase, it's a mitzvah sase. The Gemara rejects the possibility that Rabbi Akiva holds you wear tefillin on Shabbos because he says explicitly in a brisa that Shabbos and Yom Tov don't require the oath of tefillin because they themselves are an oath. So that possibility doesn't work. So back to the kasha, who's the Tana that holds that Shabbos is man tefillin? So he suggests Tanakhama in the Braisa, who holds a person can keep his tefillin on at night, must also hold tefillin can be worn on Shabbos. Because Midalaila Tanakhama is man tefillin, Shabbos Nami is man tefillin. If tefillin can be worn at night, we have to assume they can be worn on Shabbos. But the Gemara rejects that one also, because maybe the Tanakh holds similar to Rabbi Akiva, that tefillin can be worn at night, but not on Shabbos. So the third suggestion is that who's the Tana? It's the one who says that Michal Bas Kushi, Michal, the daughter of Shaul HaMelech, and the wife of David HaMelech, wore tefillin, and lo michu b'chacham, the Rabbanon had no objection. So we must assume that tefillin is not a time-bound mitzvah, because it applies even on Shabbos. And that's why women can wear tefillin. The Gemara rejects that possibility also, because maybe the Tana holds that tefillin is a time-bound mitzvah, but women can still volunteer the mitzvah, similar to how Rabbi Yossi allows women to volunteer smicha on korbanos, that nashim somchos rishus, and similar to how this Tana says that the rabbis didn't object to Yonah's wife being on the regal, because they're allowed to volunteer these mitzvahs that are zman grama. So the final suggestion of who's the Tana that says that Shabbos is zman tefillin is we suggest that according to the Braisa, there is a machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda whether new tefillin can be rescued by wearing them on Shabbos. But all agree that women are allowed to rescue tefillin by wearing them, clearly indicating that it's mitzvah shaloh hazman grama, and therefore women are chayavos. So it doesn't look like Baal Tosef adding to mitzvos when they wear them to rescue them on Shabbos. We cannot reject the possibility that this is the Tana who holds Shabbos man tefillin based on the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that women can volunteer mitzvos that they're part of from, because we know that neither Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rabbi Yossi on that point. So if Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say that a woman is allowed to save tefillin by wearing it, it must be that they hold that Shabbos is man tefillin because it's not a zman grama. They wouldn't be permitted to volunteer as a zman grama according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. A Stam Mishnah that's authored by Rabbi Meir holds that we don't allow women to blow shofar. Stam Sifra, which is authored by Rabbi Yehuda, holds we don't allow women to do smicha. So we see that we don't allow women to volunteer zman gramas. And then Gemara tells us, Amar Blazer, Motzi Tcheles Bashuk. Rabbi Blazer says, if a person finds wool dyed with tcheles in the market, and the wool is already made into small twisted strings, we can assume it was made for the mitzvah tzitzis, and can therefore be used for the mitzvah. This assumes that once the strings are cut into small pieces, it would be too much of a hassle for a person to weave them into the border of a beged, which would mean these strings are definitely intended for the mitzvah tzitzis. The Gemara asks that if we're allowed to assume that people will not trouble themselves too much in putting the small strings into a beged, why does our Mishnah say that we cannot rescue new tefillin on Shabbos due to the concern that it was just made as a kameya, an amulet, and not for the mitzvah of tefillin? After all, v'chiyadum tereach lasos kameya kamin tefillin, would a person trouble himself to make an amulet that looks like tefillin? So the Gemara answers that it's actually a machlokas tanaim, whether we assume people would trouble themselves to such an extent. Rav Meir holds we can even save new tefillin, apparently because he assumes nobody would go through the trouble of making a kameh that looks like tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda holds we can only save old tefillin on Shabbos, apparently because he holds that people would go through the trouble of making a kameh that looks like tefillin.